Northwest News comes first with KEX, and now with more KEX music direct from the Civic Theater, here's Barney Keefe.
Well, thank you, Arnie. Good morning to you, the rest of the world as well, and especially the people who got up this early to come down here for something like this. We better start. Hey! Gee.
You got a full house, man.
I've started this show that way hundreds of times. That's the first time I ever got any applause.
Barney, we have someone out of your past.
Oh, really?
Are you there, Mr. Campbell?
Oh, no.
This is Barney's first boss, and he's calling from Minneapolis.
Eldon? Wake up!
I'm awake. You're the one that's asleep. I've tried six times to get you this morning.
Well, you used to get to me quite a bit in the old days, pal.
Now, I tell you, when I got you on the air back in 1940-whatever, I didn't know that you'd get so much time on the air. 15 minutes was about enough for you.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it was with my uncle. He got more time than he wanted to, but the judge was that way, you know.
I especially want to know if the biscuit burner's going to be there.
Listen, you know that she is secretly in love with you.
I wish you wouldn't make a public announcement of that fact.
Okay. She'd be there.
Honey, I want to tell you, to wind this up, it is incredible what you've been able to do in 35-some years that you've been banging around the Northwest, entertaining people and doing nice things for folks. And I hate to see you go. From broadcasting.
Okay, Eldon. Thank you.
Listen, Barney. Great good luck and good fun. And give Eldon a kiss.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
KEX, news of the Great Northwest at 2 minutes before 7. Good morning.
And more sports coming up.
Hi, Barney. This is Bob Hazen, spinning an old familiar platter and bringing best wishes for your retirement from all the folks at the Benjamin Franklin. You know, Barney, I well remember back in 1948 when I first started my 15-minute broadcast segment that ran during your morning show on KEX. Those were 12 great years that we worked together exchanging barbs about the football teams at Grant and Washington High Schools. Then there was the time that I got the Best DJ of the Year award from the National Broadcasting Society. I understand some people weren't even sure whose voice was whose. Maybe that's why my ratings were so high. Seriously, though, we all miss hearing that lovable old Barney humor each morning. By the way, I think it's time the truth is revealed. I was the CS editor all those years. So good luck, Barney. You've been an institution in Portland broadcasting, and all of us wish you well.
Want to do a lunch menu there, my man?
Do I have to? I'm really not ready for this, then. But I, you know, a lot of things I say and do in the studio by myself, it's easier because I don't get embarrassed. But if anybody's around, I get a little embarrassed. And you want me to do the school lunch menu? Goody gong, let's see. Portland, I always go through it the first time so they'll know what it is. And for Wednesday, February 14, Valentine's Day, you're going to have a wiener wrap with mustard, tater rounds with catsup, frozen peas, apple wedgies, a Valentine cookie, and milk. I never could understand why they feed the kids frozen peas. You'd think they'd thaw them out first, or maybe they could use them for marbles afterwards. Well, this is the menu, February 14. I'll try to keep it nice and clean. Attempt to avoid anything obscene. This is what to say for Valentine's Day. For every little gal and every little chap, you're going to have a wiener wrap. You're going to have tater rounds with catsup. It's time to wake the rats up. 'Cause the cat's up, you know, and a frozen... What manner of peas are these frozen peas? And a wedge of apple and a Valentine cookie and a glass of milk. And that's it. Your Portland Public School lunch menu for today. And so... Listen. That wasn't my best. And I hope it wasn't my... I'm sure it wasn't my worst. But at least it will stop anybody in this audience from asking me who writes the school lunch manual for me. It comes off the sheet.
Jim?
Yes?
I believe we have a telephone call, if right now.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
One moment, please. No adjustment of your set is necessary.
Kindly deposit another quarter.
Hello?
Are you on?
I'm on. Who's this? Give me a clue. If that's somebody threatening a lawsuit, I don't want to hear from them.
Well, we might as well do that, Houston.
Here I am. Barney?
Yeah?
Bob Packwood.
Oh, hey!
Listen, I just want to tell you how much I'm going to miss the humor and the fun in the morning. I don't know what it's like to lose a lifelong pal that you've listened to every time you're within hearing distance of the station, but I hope that we get a chance to keep in touch somehow.
Well, I thank you, and I appreciate those comments.
I travel in the morning so often when I'm going around Oregon mending fences, and nothing puts me in a better frame of mind than turning you on.
Okay. Well, listen, Congressman Duncan called a while ago, and he gave him his instructions. Would you like yours?
What did you tell Bob?
I didn't hear an answer to that. I hope he hasn't fainted. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, and you hope to be there for years to come, right?
Oh, at least for another 2 to 3 terms.
Well,
I will tell you, Barney, I will be happy to spend as many years in the Senate as you spend on the radio.
Well, okay.
Good luck.
I think you'll be over the age limit if you do.
Good luck, and I hope to see you later today.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Goodbye.
Bye.
Guess we should explain, it really is a marvel of communication to get somebody to call from far away, and that's why we're having these delays. But
he was clear out past 80 seconds.
Yeah.
Good morning, this is Jim Howe with the KEX 730 Overnight Summary. Today's news brought to you by United States National Bank of Oregon.
And here's another old friend of all Oregonians, including Barney. My buddy, Tom McCall.
There you go.
Hi, Mr. Barney.
Welcome to our microphone.
Well, Barney and I saw how you warmed up when I arrived because somebody older than you had finally gotten into the theater.
Yeah. You did, yeah. Well, I'm glad you could make it this far.
Yeah. It was a tough pull.
Yeah, well, you know.
I came all the way from Olympia for it this morning.
Oh, is that right?
I testified on the bottle bill there last night.
Oh, did you?
They don't even understand it up there.
What, you mean they didn't understand you have to empty the bottle the night before? But...
We tried that, too.
Oh. Well, I'll be calling you the Gov the rest of our days, whoever goes first. It could be either way, you know, but...
Let's not race each other.
No, right. And it's tough enough to run, let alone race.
Getting tougher.
Yeah. But I appreciate that. And the bottle bill, I think, undeniably, is one of the best things that our state has done, you know. And I think the rest of the nation should adopt it, too.
It's going to.
Just makes good sense. Now, I don't want you to get the idea I agreed with everything you did or promoted while you were in office.
It would be nice to know that you did agree with one thing.
Right.
I want to say, Barney, this tribute to you makes me jealous. It's better than my roast and toast when I quit, you know? But it's a great tribute to a warm-hearted, affable host. There's never been anybody like him, as far as I'm concerned, on radio or television anywhere in the world. That's just a mild beginning about what I think about it. And we got together on the same station. I was news director of KEX and KGW in 1944. And Barney came on KEX in 1943, isn't that right?
Right, and you said I'd never make it. No. Hey, Tom, thank you very much.
Drop our best of everything to you and the biscuit burner.
Okay, say hello to her. She's over there in the corner.
Demanded more of his listeners than Old Barn. We're bidding farewell to a morning personality who drove us up the wall with off-the-wall gags, yawns, and scratches. Barney Keep, you're a character with character. Who else could keep parents listening for the school lunch menu after all their kids had grown up? We'll miss you, Barney. From all the Datsun dealers, congratulations. You leave us with a feeling that will really keep.
All right. It's 19 before 9 o'clock on Barney's Day, and here is his honor, Mayor Neil Goldschmidt.
Hey. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came today.
Well, it's not working out the way Barney wanted it. You know, he's managed to get at me on the radio not every morning.
No.
There's a couple mornings there, and now he has to spend the last one in the same room with me. It's a little... Yeah. It's a little hard on him. You folks out there probably can see. He's wincing, grimacing.
Boy, you know how to pronounce the big words, don't you?
I've been practicing for 2 weeks on this one.
You've been practicing for
That's two terms.
What are you talking about?
I told Jane I'd come down here and give you straight lines, but that's all you get.
So far, you've written a pretty good script.
That's right. Well, some of us, Barney, feel that we've had enough of the sweet, lovable old...
I know what you
Barney,
mean.
Barney part there. This town has enough slobs. That's the last straight line you get.
Okay. Well, were you going to say something else?
The last time we had this many people up this early in the morning was sometime prior to the time you came on the air for this station, which means you must have changed some habit in Portland since you've been here. I'm impressed. I've been to political meetings where I ordered the people to come because I paid their checks and didn't get this many people in a room. You got a lot of fans, and as one of them, and I drive around listening to the needles flow over the airwaves pretty regularly, you're going to be missed, sort of.
Okay. Let me say this about that. I have needled our mayor at times, but I do. No, really. I really meant it. There are a lot of things that he's for that I'm against, you know, and I never tried to, well, no, don't applaud that. He's here. God, Lord. I don't want to say, I've never told you something on the air that wasn't the truth, you know, in my view. I wouldn't want to say, gee, I think this is great if I didn't, really. But I'll tell you this about our mayor. He's young, he's energetic, and there's nobody in this world can say that he doesn't have the best interests of the city of Portland at heart. And so,
thank you.
You know, so if I don't, I wish you to let him build the Mount Hood freeway.
I knew you would.
You know? Okay, I guess I better go to the script. Had a little trouble with this kind of thing when I tried to say goodbye to the gang at the office. I've made my living through all these years with words. And now, when I need the most... I'm finished. You've been too good to me. I wanted to say thanks before I left. Thank God I got the script. And if anything goes wrong, I got Eleanor here. And she said that if I couldn't make it, she'd give me a jab with a needle or something.
Not now.
And there's somebody that's been pretty much neglected. I've taken advantage of through the years, and they've borne up nobly under it. The sponsors. I really mean it, because I've always taken liberties with the copy if they give it to us. And, of course, some of the real brave ones will give us a fact sheet and say, do it the way you want to. But I've always felt that when they came on my show, they had to know what they're getting into, and they're taking their chances. I hope you'll forgive me. I got a cold, and my eyes are watering a little bit. That's most of that stuff. I'm at the end of my script. What's this on the back? Pick up a package of what? Oh. Well, of course, there's my fellow disc jockeys on KEX. They're a great bunch of guys. Jimmy, of course, been working here all this morning, and it's not even his show yet. But chances are we're going to grade him later, and if everybody says he did okay, he gets to start tomorrow. And, Nick over there. And Nick greets me in the morning and lets me in the building. If it wasn't for Nick, I couldn't even get in that darn place. Steve, of course, was on here, and Bob Swanson, you met them all. They've just been great, too, and I could tell you all the good things about them, but I assume you know by now, and I'd better cut my script short. And it's all numbers, but I've never been able to think of you as numbers. I think of you people. And when I think of the ladies, you're always young, attractive, slim, intelligent, good sense of humor, lovely people. And the men, I always think of you as being handsome, athletic, courageous, strong, loaded with character. And the damnedest thing is, it turned out to be true.
This is KEX Portland. Stand by for the news.